Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine, you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC, nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. I say this all the time. Be part of the solution. That's what I want you to be. I truly want you to be part of the solution. I think that's the best way to go. All right. We're going to kind of be, well, we, I am. I'm going to be kind of all over the place in this hour. Because I want to make sure we get down to some of the issues at hand of what's going on. And the way to do that is kind of fill you in, right? Fill you in on certain things. And one of the things we're going to do is we're going to talk about the Second Amendment. And truly, Rick Green, in one of his little two-minute, three-minute segments, really explains what the Second Amendment was all about. But he doesn't explain it from a Rick Green standpoint, frankly and honestly. He totally explains it from our Founding Fathers' viewpoint. Because remember how I keep telling you that there's always information out there, and our Founding Fathers wrote letters to each other. They corresponded back and forth, as you know, or as you've been taught. Right, the comments that they made, that the journalists took down when they were arguing a particular issue, law. It's just amazing. It is truly amazing the amount of information we have on these people. And for some reason, we never seem to be able to go to it. We never seem to be able to speak to it. Or want to speak to it, I guess. Because, you know, there's a problem. You might get informed. Seriously. So after the after the break, we'll go ahead and I'll go into that with you. Because Rick lays it out pretty simple, stupid. But you got to go anyway to misunderstand, to screw it up, whatever. And we need more. We just flat out need more of that. We need to understand. A lot of people have said to me, taking these biblical citizenship classes, my Christian friends have said they didn't know 80% of what was in these classes. They didn't realize the kind of rules and what our Founding Fathers wanted and what they had the right to do or not do. So we'll get to that in a little bit. Austin City Council postpones a vote on a $1.18 million guaranteed income plan after the council members raised some questions. Now, the plan would give $1,000 a month of taxpayer funds to 85 Austin households for 1 year. Well, now you qualify for that. Councilmember Mackenzie Kelly, who represents District 6 and led the charge against the program, she said the council's message board that their performance indicators and other basic metrics to measure the success of the program, they don't know what they are. It's just a total Democrat way of doing things. Let's not have a measuring stick. Let's not have a way to know if it's working. Let's just give it out. She said, this certainly gives me pause. I would like to understand the program's anticipated outcomes before voting. Now, Kelly's the lone Republican on the council. She goes on to say, we owe it to the community to consider all aspects of the process before voting. Three other council members, Ann Kitchen, Leslie Poole. Oh, come on. Anyway, Jose Vila also supported the postponement. I don't get this. Is just nuts. If approved, the Austin would partner with nonprofit Up Together to dole out $1.18 million in taxpayer funds. Many of the questions that the council members pose, right, would have to do with who would qualify. Right, and how long the trial would run, when it would be up, how they would make sure it came up, that it ended. Come on, you know these people, they don't give up anything. That's what would make it crazy. So they're going to hold an executive session in a couple of weeks. Hold out the vote for the month after that and see what happens. You know, what is the goal here? What's the reasoning behind this? Right? To shore up more voters? And what is the reasoning here? Does it make any sense to anybody who really thinks about it? Well, unless you're at a hard far left. In which case, what's wrong? You don't want people to starve? Or you want people to starve? Well, that's not it. Nobody should starve. There are plenty of clinics and places to get food. Groceries and cooked food. Right? Oh, thank you for that. Universal basic income could be coming for your kids. Well, coming for kids. No, really, tax credit proposals would set almost every parent $250 or more a month. Oh, my God. That's more money than a lot of people paying taxes to begin with. And a lot of people with quite a few kids, they're not paying taxes at all. Why is that? Entrepreneurs, intellectuals, and presidential candidates have touted universal basic income. It's a cash stipend to everyone with no strings attached. They think it's an answer to poverty. Like, you know, they've been able to fix it so far so well. Instead, something similar in spirit but cheaper and more practical may be in sight here. You still have to come back if you want to know what it's all about. Come and see your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Nick, who? Who is that? 855-0855-732 5563, you know, it means seriously. If you want to hear more about the child tax credit, go ahead and go back later on, pick up the first segment. I think you'll enjoy it. All right. I want to talk a little bit about the Second Amendment rights. And a lot of you think, you know, do you understand that when they came up with the amendments, when they worked through the Bill of Rights, they did this by conversing with each other? Remember, we already had the state, we already had it. We had the constitutions, we had the states that had been ratified, and somebody goes, hey, we got a problem. All right? And this is how they move through these. But they weren't as easy as someone sitting down and going, hey, we should all be able to have guns. That's not how it worked. And I think what we need to do here, so you understand, so you know, so you don't go trucking out of here. I mean, really, in all sincerity, I don't want you trucking out of here with the wrong information. You got to have the right stuff. You got to have the right info. But you need to get this. You'll find almost all of this stuff. I don't know. I don't hide stuff. So you can find it all at Patriot Academy. Most of the time when I'm doing the constitutional stuff, it's coming off the Patriot Academy website. And again, you need to get informed. That's what this is all about, right? So take a couple of minutes. I want you to hear Rick Reed explain truly what the Second Amendment was all about. How it came about. You know, what do we always hear? The reason for the Second Amendment is so you have the right to hunt. Yeah, okay. Take a listen. And you know it's not going to work, right? All right, come on. Let's go. All right. I can tap dance through this if you'd like.
So let's go back in history and look at what these guys actually said. Let's find out what the founders actually intended by the Second Amendment. So real quick, let me fly through some of these original proposals when they were debating the Bill of Rights. New Hampshire had a proposal. They said Congress shall never disarm any citizen. This one from Massachusetts. That the said Constitution be never construed to prevent the people of the United States who are peaceable citizens from keeping their own arms. Pennsylvania, no law shall be passed for disarming the people, or any of them. Here's some constitutional commentaries early on. Zephaniah Swift, he was author of America's first legal text. He said, self-defense or self-preservation is one of the first laws of nature. Again, it's the first laws of nature, which no man ever resigned upon entering into society. So in other words, when you decide to be a part of a culture, or you're part of a society, and say, I'm going to follow the law, you don't give up your right to defend yourself and to defend your family. William Raleigh said, in the Second Amendment, it is declared that the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. That prohibition is general. No clause in the Constitution could, by any rule of construction, meaning we couldn't figure out some way to stand just right to interpret some clause out of the Constitution and how we interpret that construction, we could never be conceived to give Congress a power to disarm the people. If in any blind pursuit of power, either the state or federal government should attempt it, this amendment may be appealed to as a restraint on both. Now, James Kent's one of our two American founders of jurisprudence. He said the municipal law of our country has likewise left with individuals the exercise of the natural right of self-defense. The right of self-defense is founded in the law of nature and is not and cannot be superseded by the law of society. You guys getting the rhythm here? What are these guys saying? They're saying this is an innate law of nature. God gave you this right, gave you this self-defense concept, and government should not take it away. Now, Joseph Story was one of our Supreme Court justices early on that wrote most of the opinions during his tenure on the court. Highly respected justice. And he warns us. He says the right of the citizens to keep and bear arms has justly been considered the palladium of the liberties of a republic. In other words, this is the foundation. Without this one, it's the protector of all the other ones. Without it, you'll lose the other ones. He said it offers a strong moral check against the usurpation and arbitrary power of rulers. So see, this has nothing to do with hunting. This doesn't even refer to that immediate self-defense against an individual attacking you. You hear how often they're talking about protecting ourselves from what? Government, from a tyranny of a government. So he goes on to say, it will enable the people to triumph over them. Here's what's happened. Okay, this is the danger we're in. There is certainly no small danger that indifference, so Reagan was kind of addressing that a little bit earlier when he said, you may not care about self-defense and training and guns and all those things like our family, so you might be indifferent to those things. But what happens? Joseph Story says that indifference may lead to disgust. So if you're not, you know, you haven't studied these things, you haven't trained, you maybe never touched a gun before, never fired a gun before, you see all these school shootings, you're thinking it's got to be the gun's fault. It's the gun. So indifferent leads to disgust, disgust to contempt, and then he says it thus gradually undermines all the protection intended by this clause of our National Bill of Rights. So he's saying don't let it start with that indifference.
And there you go. Did you guys know that? Did you understand that when this first came into being, our founding fathers wanted you to be able to carry a gun no matter what? The feds, the states were not allowed, we're not supposed to get in the way of this. Right? Come on, you know this to be true. You just heard their writings. You, some of you were on the video side. You saw their writings. What they wrote, what they believed, what they said. You can't discount that. You can't philosophize it away. You can't say they didn't know, they didn't understand, they didn't know what society was going to be like. Yeah, actually, they did. They knew so much of what society was going to be like, they put it in there ahead of time to make sure you didn't lose the ability to take back your government. Yeah, you heard me. Take back your government. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Keith Olbermann and other liberals, you know, said that, you know, Disney should take that simple solution and move the multi-billion dollar operation from Florida. So let me see if I got this right. These brain surgeons think that Disney can pick everything up, put it in a truck, and move it somewhere, right? Really? A number of liberal journalists suggested this week that Disney simply move its multi-billion dollar operation from Florida in response to the state taking action. Now, Florida state legislature passed a bill this week dissolving Disney's more than 50-plus year old self-governing status. You know, think about all the stuff they got away with. They made their own building codes. They had their own fire department, police department, their own rules. They just teed off about the parental rights bill. The simple solution to Governor Ron DeSantis' attack on business, specifically Disney, is that the company should close the current Walt Disney World in Florida, tear it down, and build a new one and better facility in the nearby state. Not run, you ready for this one, by religious zealots and buffoons. You know, this country was created, according to these guys, it was created by religious zealots and buffoons. Just amazing. Talk more about this the other side of the break. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine continues, on Friday, Secretary of State Antony Blinken held bilateral meetings with Ukraine's prime minister. Secretary of State Blinken discusses the significance of Friday's meeting.
This is the first visit since the Russian aggression by a senior official of the Ukrainian government. Further evidence that a independent, sovereign Ukraine is going to be around a lot longer than Vladimir Putin.
While speaking in Seattle on Earth Day, President Biden said he's directing roughly $2.5 billion from the bipartisan infrastructure deal to improve American forests. He explains why he's signing an executive order that will help conserve those forests.
Our forests are our planet's lungs. They literally are recycling and cycling CO2 out of the atmosphere. That's what they do.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe, your host. Always a pleasure. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Another highly intelligent Democrat. And I don't mean just a Democrat legislator. I'm talking about one of the great commentators of that CNN network, the one that's crumbling, the Crumbly News Network. They're suggesting that, you know, Disney should get out of that religious zealot state. Because we can't have that now. Isn't it funny how crime is up? Right? I mean, the economy's out of control. People can't afford to eat. Gas is out of control, so you can't afford to go to your job. They want God out of the schools. And they want a much sexual innuendo in school. Not even innuendo, it's in your face now. Right? And all this stuff is going to crap. And they're not interested in God. God has nothing to do with this for them. Just amazing. Every major society that has turned its back on God immediately starts to see. And look at what's happened here. We've done it for years. It's been a slow roll. We can't say we're a God-centered society anymore, can we? We can't say that what God is in the forefront of the things that we do. Because it's not true. We wouldn't be subjecting our children to pedophilia. We wouldn't be subjecting our children to the kind of, you know, sexual orientation information that they're being bombarded with on a daily basis. Companies should close the current Walt Disney World, they say, and tear it down, build a better facility near a state not run by religious zealots. Disney could move out of Florida, bring their tens of thousands of jobs along with them. Crash and burn Ron DeSantis' re-election bid. Right. Listen, people get to the point where they don't care. No, no. People if you're hurting their children, look at what's happening at these school board meetings. It's left and right. I don't even want to say left. I shouldn't. I should say it's Democrats and Republicans showing up at these school board meetings. It isn't just Republicans or crazy conservatives. And you guys are so out of touch with reality. You people, liberal commentators, I don't even know what to call you. Liberal commentators like these Keith Olbermans of the world, like Don Lemon, Stetler, and the rest of them. They just totally, how could they be in touch? They're making a gabillion dollars a year each. They're sitting in a little cushy-tushy right there in the studio or wherever they're at. They're getting paid to spew their garbage no matter what. The price of groceries doesn't bother them at all with the money they have. They have no clue as to what you're going through. None. Joey B and team, no clue. Not that they don't even care what you're going through. Disney can move out of Florida, bring tens of thousands of jobs along with them, crash and burn Ron DeSantis. That's what Brian Tyler Cohen wrote in a tweet, but then he deleted it because he got so much negative press over it. Daily Beast editor claimed in another tweet that Florida's economy would collapse if Disney left the state. Well, actually, it wouldn't, but whatever. Adding it's a very strange game that Florida's playing. So what, is Disney the only economy? The only economic boom that they have? Not everybody goes to Florida to go to Disney. Daily Beast editor claimed in another tweet that Florida's economy would collapse. Collapse! Said the same thing when Trump came into office. That didn't happen either, didn't it? Matter of fact, talking about collapsing economies. NBC reported Ben Collins agreed, tweeting a response, "For the folks who brought you the expression, play stupid games, win stupid prizes, we bring you the stupidest game at all." Really? How stupid is it? Now, here's the thing that they, you know, these are the people that always scream. Think about this. They always scream about the Republicans wanting to help the rich, wanting to give your money to the rich, wanting to give the rich tax loopholes. Disney had the biggest tax loophole in Florida. It was the only amusement park that had the kind of tax breaks, the kind of control over themselves that they got, which was good from what I'm seeing in the economic world, the $200 to $300 million a year. Right? That simple. And really, when it comes to Disney, all they have to do now, they'll have to get county permits for Orange County. They'll have to work a deal with the Orange County Sheriff's Department there, the Orange County Fire Department. Isn't that terrible? They'll actually have to do with the other parks in the area, the Universal Studios, right up the street from them. Right? Yeah. Like some people are saying right now in their states, they don't have Disney. They're doing fine. And it's true. Anyway, over the past week, liberal media outlets, MSNBC, NBC, CBS, ABC, and the rest of the boneheads, it's a constant criticizing of Florida Republicans as they react to the news that Disney could have its independent government eliminated. Vocally supported an entertainment resort, just all this ridiculous stuff. And that they're putting out there that we're actually coming against Mickey and Minnie Mouse. Well, why is it Mickey and Minnie? How do you know? Did you ask them? Are they okay with those names? Is they okay being referred to and looking like male and female? This is the way the left is, not suggesting we are. It just gets worse and worse. I love it. I think it's hilarious. And it's not going to go away anytime soon. We have got to get as much in their face as they are. Okay? Otherwise, nothing is going to change. See, the bully stays the bully till you stand up to the bully. Till you push back on the bully. And as far as Disney goes, I have no sympathy for Disney because, again, they got all kinds of tax breaks that they just didn't need to have. All right? Ain't that hard. It ain't that hard to figure out. 855-REAL-SHOW, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I really do. I really appreciate the time you're spending with us. The information, you know, I love to say it. I've brought it up a million times. You've got a, we've got elections coming up everywhere. Please, please, please pay attention. Do not read down the list and just start voting for Republicans because this is an R, and a Democrat because you're a D, because then you're part of the problem. I want you to look at who you're voting for. I want you to look at what's going down. Right? All right. I love this. The Obamas have been fired. That's right. They didn't show up for work. They didn't live up to what they said. Sound new? This doesn't sound new for them, right? Spotify's letting them go, not renewing their contract. Just amazing. The Obamas production company Higher Ground, that in and of alone should make you choke, is reportedly seeking a multi-million-dollar contract with Amazon's Audible and the iHeartMedia arm. It's having a hard time shopping the podcast, though. The Obamas are estimated to have a net worth of over $240 million. This comes from a guy who said anything over $3 million is a waste. You don't need more than $3 million. Right? That was just where they left office. Now, Penguin Random House Crown Publishing Group awarded the Obamas a joint $65 million advance for their respective memoirs. 6 years later, the Obamas may not be in such demand. Bloomberg reports saying that the power couple has clashed with Spotify over their airtime and lack of syndication rights. The Obamas want to air, well, they want to air several shows at one multiple streaming service. In recent years, leading streaming services such as Netflix, they've looked to produce exclusive programs with a minimum of a dozen segments. Now, the Obamas reportedly offered Spotify a limited edition 8-part series. Haven't come through. No, really, they haven't. Right? It's called Renegades, Born in the USA. But it didn't help. They got nothing. They are not the in thing anymore. Joe Mancini, your host. A lot more coming up. Wrap up right after the break. Don't go far.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain... I don't know what.
I appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, you've got to be part of the conversation, right? I so much appreciate the time that you spend with us, so much the time that you spend, you know, getting involved, getting engaged, making your statements. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. All right. I still got a lot I want to get through. Still got a lot to get through. We were talking about the Obamas. And like, you know, when they were in the White House, same thing. Didn't show up for work. I mean, come on. Let's be honest about it, right? They're, you know, where's the follow-through? What do they do? Look, again, you heard it tonight. I mean, I've got black guests on the show on a regular basis. We didn't have this problem in modern history with racism, which we did when after Obama got into office. He made it, I would say he made it happen. He helped it go in the wrong direction. He made it worse. And now they had this deal with Spotify and a few other groups for millions of dollars, and they didn't come through. They didn't do what they said they were going to do. Not surprised. They made a deal with Random House, got a $65 million advance for their memoirs. Nothing. 6 years later, nobody's really interested in buying their stuff. They're not that big hit everybody thought they were going to be. You know what? If JFK was still alive, I know he had to share problems too. But if JFK was still alive, right? They would have maintained for quite some years afterward, you know, that whole fairy tale life. Everybody loved the guy for the most part. Well, I know he was assassinated, but you know what I mean. They were like American royalty. The Obamas are not that. It's nothing to do with their color. They're just not that. And the reason they're not that is because they perceive themselves that so much. Right? Like when the Obama went and visited the Queen, what did he do? He was full of himself. He didn't understand that they were the important people. He didn't get that. Or he didn't care, one of the two. You know, the Obamas blew it at Netflix and a few other places as well. So you have to sit back and say, this is a pattern with them, isn't it? Is it not? They don't come through. They don't do what they say they're going to do. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate that the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, you know, a part of the conversation. Anyway, I love this. So Rudy Giuliani was, when he was on that show, I guess it's Unmasked, it's a Fox show. And supposedly, I think people sing, and then when they're done singing, they have to figure out who it is. And so when Rudy Giuliani was on that show, and he was unmasked from his costume, one of the judges got up. See, this is that cancel culture thing. This is the where I know better thing, right? I don't even know how he got on there to begin with. But apparently one of the judges got up and walked off. They didn't even want to talk with him. They didn't want to know anything about him. They didn't want him on there. Right? And this is how they deal with stuff. Just amazing to me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Like I say, get involved, get engaged, be part of. Back to some more godless stuff. Utah College's students watch porn as an art form. Really? As an art form? whatever. I thought Utah was heavily religious, if you would. I'm not making fun of my Mormon friends. But seriously, what are we allowing? Why are they allowing it? Private College of Salt Lake City, Utah is offering a film class where students will watch porn together and then have discussions. Oh, I can only imagine what those are going to be about. The class called Film 3000, Porn is Worth 2 Credits, and is located in the course page of the Westminster College website. Hardcore pornography is as American as apple pie. Yeah. Come on, kids! We're going to church, and after that, we're going to go watch some porn. Hardcore pornography is as American as apple pie and more popular than Sunday night football. That's according to the description. Our approach to that billion-dollar industry is as much cultural phenomenon that reflects and reinforces sexual, ready for this, inequities. Because I'm sure the women have no control in that industry. Right? But it holds a potential to challenge sexual and gender norms. So think about this. They're not talking about porn for the sake of porn. People are having sex in it. No, it's for them to be able to challenge sexual and gender norms. Twist that one around, too. We'll watch pornography films together, discuss the sexualization of race, class, gender, and it's experimental. Listen, let me help you with this. You don't even have to think of class, okay? The movie, especially porn, they're made, right, to appeal to the largest audience, to the biggest audience group, because it's all about the money. So if blacks are watching more, then you're going to have more blacks. If Hispanics are watching more, then you're going to have more Hispanics. All right? I mean, this is not brain surgery. You know, again, when it comes to this stuff, to me, for me, this is so detrimental to the mind of these young people. And now it's become a constant conversation. They're talking about porn for kids in you know, grade school, for that matter. No, I'm not making it up. It's not one school, several schools. They don't see it as a problem. Kids should be exposed to porn at a young age, so they understand what sex is all about. Really? It just never stops. In 2018, this same college had a condom fashion show, I can only imagine, in order to raise awareness for the reproductive rights. Now, according to Campus Reform, the vice president of Westminster student government held a presentation to discuss sexual pleasure and claimed that nipples are for everyone. Well, why? What is this? What you're sending your kids to college for? Because, you know, when it came to sex ed, they already had that down. They didn't need your help. Or your approval, for that matter. God, this is just, it's sick on so many levels. And let's add to that. Remember, you know, you give these singers that have an IQ of about 4, you give them all this, your money, you buy their music, you tell them how great they are, and you know what happens? They claim to be God. A pop singer revealed a new identity on Jada Pinkett Smith's Facebook series, Red Table Talk. Singer and actress Janelle Monáe was discussing her new sci-fi book, The Memory Librarian, and the other stories of a dirty computer. She said, I am non-binary, Monáe said, so I don't see myself as a woman solely. I feel all of my energy. I feel like God is so much bigger than he or she. And if I am God, I am everything. Now, although the Bible says that God created humans, male and female, it appears the I like that singer who thinks she is God herself is in. She told the LA Times that her pronouns are free butt, only the other word. I can't even clean this up. Monáe previously came out as pansexual. See, all these things, just, I don't know what. They get them the recognition they need, want, they so badly want. Look at me, look at me, look at what I am. Look at the noise that I'm making. Willow Smith, Pinkett Smith's daughter, asked her what motivated her to come out publicly. She said, if you don't work out the things that you need to work out first with the world, then you'll be working it out with the world. You know what? How about you work it out with yourself? How much are you able to speak to it so it sounds like it actually makes sense? She says, I know who I am. I've been playing a version of some part of me for a long time, but not now I'm owning all of me. This is such philosophical BS, it's pathetic. I'm looking to find myself, my true inner self. You know, you hear all these terms. Right? What good is it doing them? It's making them weak. They can't make decisions. They're fragile mentally. Why are you doing this to the children? Why are you allowing it to be done to the children? It's just amazing to me. Always has been. All right. God bless people. Thanks for being with me. Appreciate your time with me. Remember, you can find everything up at joemessina.com. Joemessina.com. Videos, audio, everything. Anyway, God bless. Have a great weekend. Don't do anything stupid. Watch you back with me next week.